got Juliet Gellatley. But first of all, let me introduce what we're going to talk about today. 1 million animal and plant species are at threat of extinction as a result of livestock farming, with huge amounts of land sacrificed to facilitate meat production. It's clear that the current consumption of animal-based products isn't environmentally sustainable and that we need to move fast to preserve the planet. Going vegan is the most environmentally kind move, and ahead of World Vegan Day, Viva are urging people to go vegan for 24 hours. Well, Vegan Day, by the way, is tomorrow. Joining us today, though, to discuss hashtag GoVegan24 campaign is Viva Director Juliet Gellatley. Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us. I'm a meat eater. Can you start and tell us about the impact of animal farming on the environment?
It's huge. I mean, animal farming is creating about a fifth of all global warming gases, which is on a par with industry and more than all the world's transport put together by a significant amount. So it's causing huge damage, but probably the biggest problem is the loss of wildlife or biodiversity. So that's all the plants and the animals on, you know, on our planet, because without wildlife, basically we're in serious trouble. I mean, us, the human race as a species, because we need biodiversity for oxygen, for pollination of food crops, for seed dispersal, water filtration, nutrient recycling, for the soil itself. So it's an incredibly important issue, and the United Nations said this year 1 million species are at risk of extinction, and that we're now in the sixth mass extinction. So it's something we have to take very seriously, and I think what's really not perhaps so widely known is the fact that it takes so much more land to feed a meat and dairy eater than it does a vegan, and that's because it takes so much land to grow fodder to then feed to those farmed animals or to graze them directly. It's about 160 times more land. So the University of Oxford have done a study which has very recently been released, which looked at 40,000 farms across the world, and they found that by going vegan, we could reduce land use by 3/4. So that is absolutely massive, and reduce global warming gases, they said, for food by about a half. So again, that's huge. So there are lots of very serious institutions now worldwide who are calling on us. If they don't say go vegan, they're saying at least, you know, move in that direction.
Absolutely. I know you're saying now that these institutions, which is great because it adds credence to what you have been talking about for a long time, doesn't it, Juliet?
It does, and the reports are just coming in fast and thick. I mean, it's almost overwhelming, but they're all saying the same thing. So, for example, I just saw one that came out very recently within the last month, and that was talking about food security for the world, so coming at it from a different angle. But they were saying exactly the same thing, that the world needs to go towards a vegan diet for food security. So whichever way you're looking at this, I mean, Britain, for example, I don't know if people are aware, but we could actually be self-sustaining. But what we need to do, because so much of our land has been decimated to grow fodder or graze, you know, animals directly, we need to be diversifying into a lot more pulses, vegetables and fruits. But because we have the ability to grow those foods, we could actually be self-sustaining as an island. But at the moment, we're importing about 80% of the fodder we feed to our farmed animals, so we're not self-sustaining at all. And there's another report talking just about that. But like I say, whichever direction you look at this, whether it's our health, whether it's for the animals themselves, and now certainly for the environment, everything's pointing in the direction of asking people to change what they eat and reduce their meat, dairy and fish, but if they can, go vegan.
Absolutely. Now, I will get to, you know, about changing your diet in a wee second, because you just picked up on that even if you just, you know, like a day a week, you know, because a lot of the chefs like Jamie Oliver are encouraging us to, you know, go vegan for a day. Before we go there, what actually is going to happen if we keep consuming the animal-based products at this current rate that we're doing?
It's a habit that we've got into, that we're being very much encouraged to have at every level. You know, society has been so embroiled, but you know, in terms of promoting dairy and promoting meat, and there are a lot of myths surrounding that you know are being turned over. But it kind of goes back to the times in history where meat was seen as a luxury food, so it was aspirational. In fact, it's a very cheap food now, far too cheap, you know, at the expense of the environment. And of course, it's cheap because there's animals to be farmed. But those attitudes still prevail, and we've just got to get rid of it. The industry itself, you have to remember, is worth about £1.5 trillion, and they get about $1 trillion in subsidies worldwide every year, and only 1% of those subsidies are put into protecting the environment. It's an incredibly damaging industry, but it's got a lot of financial support. So, you know, organisations like mine, like Viva, we're charities. We have not got the ability to compete with them in terms of trying to persuade people to change, whereas they are just pumping out and have been doing for many decades millions and millions and millions of pounds worth of television advertising telling everybody to keep consuming. So, you know, it's kind of understandable why people think they still need to eat meat when, of course, it's doing so much damage.
So, advantages of a vegan diet then, Juliet. Now, I was just reading about yourself this morning. You were born into a family of meat eaters, weren't you?
I was, yeah, very much so.
And you were 15 years old when you first decided to become a vegetarian.
That's right, yes. I was always against animal cruelty as a kid, but very much in the meat-eating family. And back then, you know, I didn't know anybody at school. The word vegetarian wasn't even ushered. So it was, you know, very much... But I just knew something was wrong when I found out about factory farming. And being the bolshy teenager that I was, I decided to see it for myself and actually managed to do so with an agricultural student. And that was sort of the beginning of Viva. I didn't know it then, of course, but I founded Viva 25 years ago.
Completely unknown to yourself. Now, you obviously, you follow a vegan diet because that is what you campaign for. What are the advantages of this diet?
On a personal level, I think energy levels, because I've noticed, especially as I've grown older, that sadly... friends of my family, you know, putting it bluntly, are, you know, having things like heart attacks, strokes, and so on and so forth. Cancer becoming ever so, you know, ever so common. One in two people in the UK now actually will get cancer. It's, you know, the rates are so scarily high. And one of the things I've noticed with veganism is that it protects your health. So your arteries tend to be much clearer. So you're going to get less chance of heart disease, less chance of a stroke. There's much less chance of all the cancers, far less chance of diabetes type 2, and so on and so forth. So on a personal level, it's kind of protecting yourself. It's not for me. It's not about living a really long life. That's not my interest. My interest is having an energetic life while I'm actually here, you know, not being ill all the time. So that, for me, it's very much the animals, as you've probably gathered, because that's where that was my starting point. I just don't want to be... play a part in that cruelty, and I've seen it for myself so many times now that I'm very glad that I've stepped outside of all of that. And the environmental issues, of course, are becoming ever more important by the day, so the advantages are huge from an environmental scale. I mean, if we don't have a planet left, what's the point in any of us, you know? So I think we have to take this seriously.
Absolutely. Now, explain this hashtag GoVegan24 campaign.
Because World Vegan Day is tomorrow, so it's urging people to, you know, put their foot on the first rung of the ladder and just give it a go for a day, which of course is really easy. But it's just to give people the encouragement to actually have a look at the recipes, you know, play with it, have a bit of enjoyment, perhaps go outside the normal. We all get in ruts, don't we, with what we eat. We tend to cook the same things over and over and over. And so you're saying, be a bit imaginative, try something new and enjoy it, and then go from there.
So how did this campaign come about, Juliet?
Well, we got in touch with some celebrities who wanted to help. And, for example, Fern Cotton went across the media last week saying she was encouraging everyone to go vegan for World Vegan Day. And we're looking at putting out a video by James May of Top Gear, actually, who is a meat eater, but he's going vegan tomorrow for it. And apparently he's been encouraged by his wife to go vegan, which is interesting. But it's a very blokey bloke video, which is great, because men have kind of traditionally lagged behind women in making the changes to their diet. But I've noticed men are catching up, and that's largely for environmental reasons, actually. So it's really good we've got his involvement. So a lot of celebrities have been involved, actually, encouraging people. And I'm talking about meat-eating celebrities as well as those that are already vegan, because people are recognising, you know, the urgency of the need for us all to take this on board.
Yeah, and say it's a Go Vegan 24. Even if it's not completely vegan, you can maybe cheat a little bit, go vegetarian for 24 hours. Would that be okay, acceptable?
I think people should just do something rather than do nothing. You know, I mean, I was looking at the figures for if people go vegan one day a week, for example, they're doing more to save the environment than if they ate meat but only ate locally produced meat for the whole year. So that's how advantageous it is to go vegan. So even if you're doing it some of the time, that is worthwhile. So if you want to edge your way towards it and just decrease meat and fish and dairy consumption, increase all the things that are good for you, then do it in your own time and just enjoy it.
Absolutely. To enjoy what you do. And you're so enthusiastic, Julia. You certainly are. So where would our listeners go to find more information regarding all this and our hashtag GoVegan24 campaign?
Okay, for the Vegan24, the very simple website is vegannow.uk. But for recipes, I'd say go to Viva's main site, which is veganrecipeclub.org.uk, because there are hundreds and hundreds of recipes on there, and it's really easy to navigate your way through. You can choose, like, for example, recipes that take 15 minutes, if you're in a rush, which I always am. Or you can go to our main site, which is viva.org.uk. But for the 24-hour thing, it's vegannow.uk.
Thank you so much. I did have a look through your Viva set. There's hundreds of recipes there. Absolutely. Yeah. Something we can all pick up on.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us. Your enthusiasm knows no bounds. Thank you, Juliet. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.